You're listening to SBS News.
Whether you use a credit card, PayPal, or a single-use card, if you spend money on a fake website built by fraudsters, you'll be left disappointed. The ACCC says its ScamWatch service has already received over 26,000 reports of online scams this year. That's more than all of 2020 and totals nearly $13 million. The Commission says there are ways to ensure you get what you pay for online. Delia Rickard is the organisation's deputy chair.
Do a Google search to see what others have had to say about them. I find that's the best way to identify whether or not something's a scam. Look at the price. Ask yourself, even in sales times, is this too good to be true? And look at how they're asking you to pay. Often they will move you onto an email conversation and ask you to pay via a bank transfer rather than via a credit card or PayPal, which is the normal way of paying.
Australians will be on the lookout for bargains as they emerge from lockdowns and are likely to spend on a variety of items. Kate Brown is the managing editor of consumer comparison site Finder.
Because they haven't spent it on things like travel or going out as they would normally. So we are seeing a lot of people wanting to spend big for Christmas. We're seeing high interest in electronics. We're seeing high interest in things like furniture and home renovations and just general celebrations.
Some online shoppers will be added to the more than 26,000 Australians already scammed this year during the busy sales weekend. And it isn't just the youngsters looking to spend big. Debbie Wine is the chief marketing officer of Zipco, a company that offers customers a single-use point-of-sale card. Fears of being scammed has seen an increase in demand for the product, and the demographic of people choosing to use new ways of paying is also changing.
It's actually been changing over time. So Zip's demographic has moved from that millennial Gen Z type audience, and we're now helping customers or servicing customers right up to some of the baby boomer type generations that maybe aren't those early adopters of new technologies. But we're certainly seeing that shift to an older demographic now.
So far in 2021, the scammers have made most money out of the demand for lockdown pets, which saw that sector become the number one boom item for online fraudsters. They raked in just under $3.5 million up to the end of October. Vehicles came in next at just under $2 million, followed by heavy machinery at $1.1 million. Shipping container scams targeted small business, while bogus assorted mobile homes lured victims desperate for a holiday into losing $585,000. But despite the dangers of shopping online, retailers appear likely to receive a welcome boost in the lead-up to Christmas and beyond. Kate Brown again.
Australians are telling us at Finder that they're intending on spending over $5 billion in the Black Friday sales. And what's really interesting, for the first time, Australians are telling us that the Black Friday sales is their preferred sale of the year over the Boxing Day sales.
Whatever the final shopping list ends up being, the ACCC urges all consumers to be aware they do have rights if something does go wrong, even in the middle of sales season. John Baldock, SBS News.